150 feet, so they can go all the pole across the building.
Hi, Melissa, Jeremy?
Jeremy, yes.
The homeowner was there, and they had an installer.
Are they there now?
Yeah, he's here. He's talking to a guy named Kyle. Do you know a guy named Kyle?
That is, WBT?
Yes, at R-Stop, fiber install.
Counterintuitive until they get it spliced down there.
I don't know Kyle. Personally, no, I don't know Kyle, and the name doesn't ring a bell, but we have a big crew,
Yeah, I can.
Okay, so he's talking to a guy that I think is in charge of,
Alright.
The underground cable.
Okay.
And, so, he's saying that your installers, here, can I just have you speak to him real quick, and he'll tell you what, I don't know, the installers didn't tell you.
Okay.
Hello? Okay, here's,
How's it going?
Hi,
Paul Mahut Jr. with Bonds Back. We're contractor there for R-Stop and WBT.
Hi, how are you? This is Franny. How are you?
Good, good. Do you work for WBT or R-Stop?
So, I,
One of the same, anyway.
Yeah, the fiber is kind of the same. I'm on the R-Stop side, but we take calls for both, WBT and R-Stop. So the note on the account just says, no MSD and knee on the ground. I'm a little confused as well.
Yeah.
What needs to be done?
So, right, well, we run a main line up, because these houses sit about 800 foot back from the road. And we run a main line up the driveways, and then put a large handhold that splits between the two houses on the left and the two houses on the right. And then we run the small three-quarter pipe to the houses to make an easier install. So your installers that usually do the fiber, I don't know how you guys do it, but usually with your drop contractors, they run the fiber to the house and then splice it in at the splitter at the pad. And he had a, installer come out, and they told him that we didn't run the wire to the house, but we just run a conduit to the house. So they're just supposed to put their fiber through the pipe about 90 feet to his house. And then back at the pad, it's a 12-count fiber, so they'd have to put some sort of splitter on there. Like, a splice case. They have to put a splice case in there. And down at the pole, it isn't even ready, because it needs to be, spliced in, so I gotta call Tiffany Hurd and let her know, but R-Stop should know. Just the, whoever you guys sent out here, they're usually, the installer runs the drop from the pad to the house. We put a conduit in to make easy installation, because that was the deal we made with R-Stop and the homeowners. They wanted the conduits in for this time of year, that way they don't have to have somebody digging up their yard twice. So,
Okay.
Basically.
Alright, so if I understand correctly, so you, the construction crew, that you guys does is the conduit, and get it ready for the house, R-Stop fiber and WBT, we do the fiber, we drop the fiber, and we connect the fiber for the customer.
Just the fiber. Just the fiber from the handhold to the house. Usually, your drop contractors run the fiber. We already installed a small three-quarter pipe from our handhold, which that's where he's gonna be fed from. So all they have to do is slide a fiber through the micro duct over to the house, and then do their install. But they still need to splice the fiber in down at the pole yet. So, it's kind of counterintuitive to hook him up, because you won't have no light on the fiber anyway, because it's not spliced into the main line on the poles yet.
Okay. Alright, so this is something, I just sent a message to Tricia. Tricia is the, she's like the, I don't know if you know Tricia, but she escalates, any issue regarding this installation, so.
Yep.
I just made her aware of what's going on, so she can dig into what's going on, what's missing.
Yep.
So she can get the text, you know, spearheading this thing.
Yep, they wanna get service as fast as they can, and we already have fiber at the pole, just, WBT usually does it down in this area, I would imagine. They have to run an aerial up over the 17A. and then they splice it in the air over there, the 12 count. And then up here at the house, installers just got to put a drop in and run it to the house. And the conduit's already there for ease of installation.
Okay. All right. So I do thank you for explaining that to me. I escalated that. I'm going to, you know, contact them again just so they can get to this. Thank you so much.
Maybe get you hooked up before the end of the year. We got all of our parts done.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it sounds like it. So, all right. Hi, it's Jeremy back again. Thanks for talking to him, and I hope he did a much better job explaining everything than I would have.
No, you both did. You both did a great job. I escalated that to the open management so they can, you know, let the technicians know, you know, construction did their part. Then, you know, I don't know if their supervisor needs to go over there and see exactly what's going on so they can go from there.
Yeah.
But it
okay.
Looks like,
yeah, it's just frustrating because, you know, obviously took off yesterday so I could be here, and the technician came out and basically provided nothing. You know, that nobody else came out, and there's a lot of miscommunication going on there at the company. It sounds like, you know, that an install a home install guy came out and nothing was ready for him.
I know, and I'm so sorry for this, Mr. Paul. And I just got an answer back from the upper management person that I reached out to. She said she sent an email to Rob. Rob is the head tech at WBT, and she's going to reach out again to him again now because she didn't get an update from him yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, perfect.
Yes, thank you for your patience, and we'll keep you updated as soon as we have more information.
Okay, and what was your name again? I had a hard time.
No, it's okay. My name is Frangmi. It's spelled F as in Frank, R-A-N-M-I. It's like Frank without a K.
Okay, Frangmi. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for your help, and we'll look forward to hearing from you back soon here, hopefully.
Yes, definitely. I do thank you and Melissa for your patience, and looking forward to speaking with you later. Is there anything else I can assist you guys today?
No, that's it. We're just looking to hopefully do some business with you here soon.
Definitely. Thank you. We do thank you, okay. And you have a great day. Thank you for calling our staff.
Yes. Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.